Five, four, three, two, one. It's a dream world, reviewers, and we're all just living in it. This is the quarantine dream, part two of the Jamie and Benny Blue Review podcast. We're going to go over a few different items. But first and foremost, a little bit of business. Make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Go to jbandbennyblurreview.com for all past episodes and content. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. Got some good content coming here for you. O-line coaches, hit us up. Get that game from the business.
I'll let you, boy.
JB's Hog Talk. We're reviewing that film, breaking down technique, what you did right, what you did wrong. Could be very valuable going into this football season. And we're on all streaming platforms, including the one owned and operated by our illustrious guest today, the founder and CEO of KSRN Arizona Casual Sports, one of the co-hosts of Casual Sports Talk, Neutral Zone. They got a bunch of shows, including ours. And he is a two-time COVID survivor. Our dude, Casual E, a.k.a. Mr. Earl Burnett. Sir, joining us from the desert. How are you this fine afternoon slash evening?
And I've never been better, but I mean, I am thankful to be here. That's for sure. To be alive, period. But to be here with you guys is pretty cool. I appreciate it.
Of course. And you've been on the show several times as well. Right. Some of the other fine folks. We've done some round tables with the KSRN fam. Yep. And, you know, I mean, there's definitely some things happening in the sports world, but, you know, you've been definitely raising awareness. And as you mentioned on some of our previous episodes, JB has definitely been calling into question some of the tactics and motives behind this thing, which are very valid because there's a lot of misinformation out there. So just to break down for our audience in particular, even though the KSRN folks are going to hear it as well, what was your experience, number one? And then number two, what do you encourage people to do and not to do to end up in your shoes? Or what kind of happened, you know, your experience?
Man, the worst thing I can say that I went through this whole thing experience-wise is not knowing. Mm. That's a scary feeling, man. All you're doing is reading this, reading that. The reading can be too much sometimes. Reading everybody's this, and it can get overwhelming sometimes, but the first thing I'm looking at, how are people dying from this thing? You know, and that's the first thing I'm looking at. It's scary. But when you're going through this thing, man, it is going in with the intent to destroy whatever's in you. What I mean by that is if you have underlying issues, if you have whatever, it's going in to take cells out to stop you from breathing, you know, so you can't make new good breathing cells. So that's going to destroy that. So your only defense is how strong your immune system is. That's your only defense. And I've always been a strong person mentally and physically for, you know, I mean, I can endure some pain. I don't know how or why, but I can. So I always had the mindset of fight, no matter what. But the scariest thing is not knowing. When you get that breath and you can't breathe, it's like, is this it? You know, is this how I'm going to go? I mean, it was that bad. And so it was in the middle of the night. You can't sleep. This thing attacks from back of the throat, going through esophagus, all the way down into the lungs, and then even stomach lining, because I was having issues with the gastro reflux, so it was destroying that, made that worse. So my whole breathing process was really bad. I probably should have been on a ventilator, but my mind and my process, I mean, how I process things, like I said, I'm a different cat, I'm a different breed. I process things a little bit different, and I start seeing, I don't like to follow the masses. The masses says do this. I'm like, hell no. I'm going to go do that, because if I can breathe on my own, that's what I'm going to lean on. But going through this thing, man, it's terrible. And the worst thing also to do is, dude, you guys, I was doing everything right and got this damn thing. I was doing the hand washing like crazy. I mean, nothing came through my house. And all you have to depend on is your fellow man doing what they supposed to do. And so here's certain circumstances go down that you have no control over. For instance, how it got in my house, stepson's dad come to pick him up. I can't stop the dad to come to pick his son. You know, if that was my kid, I'm like, no, I'm coming to get my kids. But you would think you would be a responsible parent to come pick your kids up and let us know what the hell's going on.
Right.
And to find out, they went to some birthday gathering party or whatever, kids around, a whole party thing, and he came back. And next thing I know, he brought it, Rona, right back into the house. And we don't know. We just living like we've been doing. Next thing I know, he comes down to 24 hours later from a party on a Saturday morning, late Sunday night. I don't feel too good. And I'm looking at myself, I'm going, okay, it's what, June, July? I said, ain't no flu season. What the hell? How you mean you don't feel good? What's wrong? How you got a cold? Right. And I start thinking, oh, dang. Oh, you know? And so I'm like, I said, what's wrong? You know, my body aches. Yes, that's the first thing it started. At least for my family, we all went through the first thing was sore throat started it. Then total body ache. I mean, when I say body ache, I'm not talking about to the touch. Every bone is like sore. It's like you just touch. It's like, oh, you can't even walk. It's so bad. And that comes on suddenly. That's not like a gradual thing. As soon as that 24-hour period turns around, that sucker comes on suddenly. You got that back of your throat feeling sore, and your body has this ache, and all of a sudden you got a fever that you can't control. And I'm like, okay. And we thought, okay, maybe it's just a bug he picked up. So we, you know, and in our mind, I'm going, okay, y'all still be careful because we don't know what this could be. And once it's in your house, dealer, it's done. Because, I mean, you can, he's using the same bathrooms, you know, as the other kids.
Right.
Not paying attention to it. He passed it to my daughter. And then my daughter passed it to the wife. No, to me. And then I gave it to the wife. But out of all of those in my household, the kids do get it lightly. I mean, it's like a cold. He got it. He felt bad for a good 2 days, hard 2 days. Then the third day, he started to heal up. The fourth day, he was back on his feet. And then the fifth, you know, the regular week during the rest of that week, he's his regular self, but just had a few little, you know, after effects of it here and there. But the kids go through it fast. When I got that bad boy, man, it felt like, this looks like the way I'm about to leave the earth, man. It just felt like that. And it's bad. It starts with that body aching, man. Then it goes into the headaches. Then it goes into, and then one night, I mean, I'm telling you, one night I felt like I was in like Alaska or something. Body chills are, man, it comes on and like, and you literally start shivering. It's like, damn, it's cold in here. And they're like, it's summertime in Arizona. It ain't cold. It was freezing, and you get those body aches, man. I got like three big old blankets trying to cover up, and then you got to keep taking your temperature every 5 minutes. It's going up and down, up and down. Man, it was bad, man. And then I had to go ahead and go to the hospital. My wife said, you need to go to the hospital because something's not right. I know it could be this thing, but you're just not right. I went into the hospital, and the hospital was cool. You know, when I first told them what was going on, as soon as they heard can't breathe, okay, we got to take you back, and boom, boom, boom. And see, like I said, I'm different. I came in there not telling them that I got COVID or I think I got COVID. I came in there saying, hey, my gastric reflex is acting up big time and I'm having a little bit of shortness of breath. And that made them go ahead and label me as a patient coming in with another ailment rather than coming in with COVID. So then I sat down, they did all the tests and everything. And next thing I know, she came back. She said, you have, everything came back okay, but in your lung, you got a lot of black lining around in your lung, which is consistent with the virus that's going on right now. It's called viral pneumonia. And I'm like, oh, damn, viral pneumonia? I say, what is that? You know, you like, well, okay, well, how bad is that? And what, you know, you start asking like a motherfucker. He's like, hold on a second, what the hell is that? And she's like, that's consistent with what this virus has looked like. So we got to test you for the virus now. I'm like, okay, let's do it. And she shoved this damn thing like halfway up in your head. It like
tickled like your brain.
It's like it goes way back in the back of your head.
I done did it twice.
Like, oh yeah,
yeah.
That sucker didn't feel good at all. I mean, but it was like it is what it is. And then 3 days later, they called me and they said, "Yeah, you test positive for it." I was like, "Damn, wow!" So I got back home and everybody had it already. So I was the last one, you know, going through. But actually, my wife was the last one to get it, but she only had it for 7 days. And then I start thinking back. I go, "Damn, I know I had this thing. I know I did before Rudy Gobert came out and did his thing. Before this thing stopped sports, 2 weeks before that." Laying up in the bed with those exact same symptoms, with they were lighter, but I can't smell issue. Other than that, being able to smell, I had the exact same symptoms, and I'm going, okay, now that's scary. There's no immunity to this thing. There's no immunity to this thing, people. There's no immunity at all. I mean, when it heals, it probably gives you about a month and a half of healing, and then there's some antigens that you might be able to go and give blood to help people, whatever. After that, you're accessible to that thing again, man. And I didn't know that. and I end up coming down with it again, it was worse the second time. So anything you get like that, it could have a different strand of COVID. It could be different. Right. You know, we have no idea what this damn thing is doing. We don't know. And doctors can't tell you. Everything that they're telling you at the hospital, they can do nothing for you in the hospital. All you're doing, and the only battle you have, the only defense you have, is your own immune system. That is it.
Man.
Square biz, man.
Man, it's really, it gets your attention when you actually have it in you. It's a totally different ballgame when it's in you and you survive it. And then you come out that bad boy like, okay, and you see people doing things that you were doing. You're going, hey, hold on a second, dude. That you need to change that because this could happen and that could happen. And, you know, you start trying to give people some information like, man, the only way this thing is going to get control is if you be responsible for you and your family. I mean, don't you want your family to be okay?
Right.
And I guess that death thing kind of controls some of this, people doing some of the things they're supposed to do. Because if the world found out, in my opinion, if the world found out if this thing is really not as deadly as we think it is, the world wouldn't give a damn. They'll just start doing their own thing. And next thing you know, this thing is going rampant and it's not going to ever stop. So, I mean, I'm just trying to educate people to just, look, follow the lines of the CDC and just follow the main thing God gave every human being, common fucking sense.
Yeah, thank you.
People are, that's eluding a lot of people. Common sense. It's like, okay, why would you go to a party knowing that this damn virus is out there?
Look, man, I when Governor opened up the state, like, of course, you want to flatten the curve, right?
Right. But
you go open up Tempe and Scottsdale,
yeah,
right? You allow people to go to the lake? Like, really? Like, so, you know, these people are congregating in these areas and they're going back to their respective neighborhoods, right? So, okay, yeah, now, of course, you're like, oh, well, the numbers are spiking. No shit, Sherlock.
Sherlock, exactly.
But look what you did. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there was no phase one, phase two, phase three. Like, you said, we talked about that practice production meeting.
Mm-hmm.
President Dump was like, let's get the trap back jumping. You know what I'm saying? Basically, in so many words, like, let's get the trap back jumping because, I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? So, people out there, reviewers, I hope you heard my guy.
You guys ever seen? I know you guys saw that movie Die Hard, the first Die Hard, when the FBI's in the helicopter. Okay, and they got hostages, a hostage situation, and they go up there like, okay, we're going to take these hostages out. How many of these hostages we going to lose before we take them out? Oh, we'll get about 25% of the hostages top. Like, and that's what it feels like. They're sacrificing they're just saying, let's open up. If you're strong enough and your immune system to handle it, you'll be okay. If you can't, you wasn't meant to be here.
It's reviewers.
Up, man. It's like, damn, reviewers, nobody is shot.
Reviewers, don't get me started. All right. Don't get me started. Because y'all know how I do.
There, that's for sure.
Y'all know how I do. All right. This is population control.
Yeah.
Spoke about it in our panel production meeting. I'm going to say it on the air if they come kill me tonight, guys. All right. Love y'all. All right. So, you cannot tell me that this wasn't built in a lab and know exactly what it's going to do because. They made the motherfucker. They've tested it on people. They tested it on animals. So they knew exactly what this disease, it's not a disease. Let's not stop calling it that. It's a virus. They knew exactly what this virus would do.
Right.
They knew what it would do, right? They know how fast it spread, right? They understood it. They get it, right? They get it. But people don't understand that. And I hope the one thing I hope that everybody gets from it is like I stated it one time before on Instagram. It's just a little bit of shit positive from COVID, right? Yeah. Wash your motherfucking hands when you leave, when you come back in your home, wash your hands. That's what my mom always told me, right? Exactly. When you're out, wear the mask, all right? Bill Nye the Science Guy broke it down real smooth, right? I think I posted it on our page. Mr. Bill Nye the Science Guy, my guy.
Right.
He said it. It's not for my safety. It's not for your individual safety. It's for the person around you's safety, right? So just wear the damn mask. I was a bitch about the shit. I wear my damn mask. Anytime I get out of my truck, I throw my mask. I bought some nice ones, some little stylish ones, you know what I'm saying? I got a camouflage one. I got an all-black one.
All right.
We got a Black Lives Matter one coming.
I put
my mask on because me, as a young bull, just like Earl is, because he done kicked the thing's ass twice, we okay.
Exactly.
But old people can't take that shit. That's you know true. What I'm saying?
Exactly.
Protect us.
And another thing, fellas, I mean, I know the mask is, of course, the best defense going out into the public. But there are certain places that I recommend too that you just don't go in or touch without the gloves on too. I don't go to the fucking gas pump without the gloves on.
I wipe down the pump with the wipe down the pump every time.
Yeah, get the little gas tank glove.
That damn thing a day. Do you know how many people touch the gas pump a day? I mean, every 20 to 30 seconds, a new person's touching.
Yeah, even without COVID. Ugh.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
The air hose that's at the gas station. You pick that thing up without thinking about it. Not even. It's just consciously. You're not even thinking about it. You grab a basket without thinking about it. I mean, it's a lot of things that you can do glove wise. I mean, but of course you can not touch your face before you get home, then wash your hands, of course. But that gas pump is important because everybody's touching that gas pump. Everybody.
Right. Full palm.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, how can you backtrack after touching that gas pump backtrack what you've touched after that?
Right.
You just touch the center console, then you grab the steering wheel.
Exactly.
It's
crazy. You just don't know. And now
touch your wallet. You know what I'm saying? Like
when I get home, the wallet comes out, the credit card, everything gets spray that shit down with alcohol. When I come back in the house, I'm washing my hands.
Exactly.
We just got to be this is our new normal. This is the new normal. This is part. I mean, it should have already been something we've been doing anyway. Watch the end. Like, you've been taught that
since some of my 5 bitches.
Years old, 2 years old coming up. Yeah, really. And so, but now it's become, you know, the Darth Vader look is the normal. You put the mask on. That's part. I mean, we all look like we're robbing banks, but that's the new normal.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, just follow it, man. And all these people that talk about, I have the right as an American not to wear the mask, blah, 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 blah. Okay, wait till you get it. You'll be changing that real quick.
Yeah, and Earl, I'm glad that you brought that up, because like many issues in life, a lot of people don't care until it affects them directly. So it's fine to talk all that cash money shit until Nana dies at Christmas because you gave her the kiss of death from having the Rona and shit.
Right.
So people got to be more aware of it. And when it comes to the government, to JB's point, money talks. And we have an interesting development that I want to throw at you guys for our first Quarantine Dream Part 2 topic. So for a lot of folks, this affects a ton of people. The extended unemployment benefits are coming to an end. So the bonus a lot of people have been getting. And apparently they're trying to work through a new bill where they would pass another stimulus check. But the difference is, one of the key points of the unemployment is that instead of being the same set amount for everybody, it's going to be scaled to what you made previously. So, JB, what do you think, as someone who keeps having to deal with the hot potato of it's open, it's not open, it's open, it's not open, what do you think about the updated unemployment benefits and how it should work for the second time around?
It should be the same way it was the first time around. Don't start trying to give people less money, you know what I'm saying, because y'all fucked up.
Right.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that. They fucked up. Yeah. Benny, their plan is not working, right? Their plan is not working. They put this damn thing out here to make the people go nuts so they can figure out a way to control the people as one. This whole new world order and all of these things that are coming to place, they try to put in place. How many times did we get threatened with martial law?
Right.
How many times the cities, they had tanks rolling through L.A.? Yep. Like, come on. Like, the plan didn't work because the people, and thank God for the people, and thank God for the good people, because the people put the information out there and made the people understand that, hey, this is dangerous. So let's take precaution and let's make sure that we take care of each other. And I really, really, it made the world wake up, man.
Yeah.
And what it did was it made white America understand that you ain't shit either.
That's it.
Like, real shit. It made white America understand that you ain't shit either. Because niggas, we ain't shit. Right? And Mexicans ain't shit. And then other races ain't shit. Because if you're not a white man, and you're not a white man with the same beliefs as the powers that be, then you ain't shit either. So now everybody understands that, hey, we could all be fucked up at any given moment. So the people, and again, thank God for the people, have done their research. And now we're starting to understand more and more about what this thing can and can't be.
Right.
As far as like the government and them distributing money to the people, and it sucks because a lot of people ain't working right now. over what 40 million people in our United States of America unemployed.
Right.
They're talking about maybe cutting another stimulus check. I mean, how are these people feeding their family? All right. Like, what are these people doing? Like, what are they gonna do? That's what I don't understand. Like, what the government has done this now. Now, what are you gonna do? The people that you are supposed to be governing are suffering, right? Now, what are you gonna do? So, okay. So let's cut down the money that we're gonna give them. What right. are we gave them before?
Right.
Come on, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
It is.
Right. And reviewers, I just want you to understand. Like, think about that. Put that shit in perspective. Right. Put that shit in perspective. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you. Right. They don't. The government don't care one fucking bit about you.
Just a number.
You're just a fucking number yep. to the census. That's all you are.
Yep.
Right.
Right. That's all you are. So they know how many black people in this community, how many Mexican people in this community, how much money we not going to send over there.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the homeless rate's gonna go up big time too through this if they don't keep this money going where they had it. That
the homeless given rate, that, crime rate,
that unemployment that they was giving all those unemployed was keeping the economy going. You take that away, it's gonna get bad. You talk about you're gonna talk to people getting evicted, and they opened that up by the way, where you can be evicted again now. In
right, exactly. Places. After certain, what was it like 3 months? They were like, "Oh, yeah, we got y'all. Don't worry about it."
Exactly.
And then they was like, "Shit,
the homeless rate's gonna go up." I mean, bad credit's gonna get really out of control. You can't even get a freaking house to go get another house if you get evicted. I mean, it's gonna get worse.
Because so the wild
pull that, if they pull that, the numbers are really gonna be skewed. I think it'll come back. I think they'll go ahead and bring it back because that's what's been holding everything together.
Yeah, because the wild shit is that after that eviction moratorium and mortgage moratorium, they want cats to try to pay 3 months of back rent.
And mortgage. Like, you know, here, give them a
$1,200 check.
I knew that was gonna happen. I knew it was gonna be a free ride. Nothing's ever a free ride.
Like, what are you talking about? They don't, like Benny just said, they don't want the whole thing. They just want a percentage of it, right? They're like, no, you can pay one-third of your rent. I need 3 months of one-third, one-third of 3 months of your rent. Hey, you just got a check for $1,200.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Can I get that? You know what I'm saying? So I was going to say before Earl started talking, Benny, is that you know who's going to benefit from this and who has benefited? The 5%. Right? And I'm not talking about the 5% Muslims in Philly. All right? I'm talking about that 5% tax bracket.
Yep.
This is Trump's promise.
Yep.
All right, not to get all political because you know reviewers, we don't do that here.
Hey.
Right?
But
this is Trump. This is Trump.
Man,
right. I mean, shit is what it is. This is Trump's promise to that 5% tax bracket. And who's benefiting from this? All of these huge corporations. All right. So we talked about, Earl made a great point about like as far as like people are gonna be homeless. They're gonna be homeless, right? What they're gonna do is all of these big corporations gonna come in and swoop in and get all these houses. And they're going to run them out. So, again, who's winning? Who's winning?
And everything connects dots, man. All the dots get
who's
connected.
Winning? Big corporations, right? Yeah. Who's not winning? The lower income person who has to rent a house, who goes through hell or high water to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to rent this house, right? They don't have an option to buy a house, right? Whether it be because of credit or because of income, they don't have the option to buy a house now. Mm. So, This is bigger than Nino Brown.
Yeah, that's right? Cool, man. You're right. You're dead on with it, man.
This is real. This shit ain't no joke, man. The coronavirus is just a byproduct, right? That's the seed that's planted, right? Man. So that again, like I talked about, the whole thing what they tried to do in the beginning didn't work. What they like now, shit. Let's get this money, man. Right? Let's get this money. With all these grants and shit that these business grants that they're getting. And they allow the small businesses to get grants. And now the big businesses get grants of over $10 million. It's come on, man. Like, what the hell are you talking about, man?
Yeah, like your boy TB12 filed for the PPP and got the $200 to $1 million. Like, what the hell do you need $200 to $1 million for?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The Lakers filed for it early when it started.
Right. They're out here running. They're out here running top level check cashing scams and shit.
Exactly.
100 million. Oh my bad. I forgot. I forgot. I saved it as a draft. I didn't mean to hit them.
Yeah. Big posse schemes.
Run that Herbalife. Get out of here. Look, speaking of the dough, Earl. Now baseball's back. They have a 60-game season, but already they're fucking around. Marlins got the Rona. They're postponing games.
Only a matter of time.
Yep. So you're commissioner Burnett. What you got your commissioner hat on now? That KSR in Arizona is a beautiful hat. That's a commissioner hat.
I need one of them, by the way. I need one of those.
Down with the squad. Yeah. It says MLB now. If you're the commissioner, they're already getting Rona. They got digital fans in the audience, fake crowd noise. Are you moving cats to the bubble? What are we doing to save the MLB season?
Yeah, you got to go ahead and take that next step and copy off the other league where that actually is. It's actually working. The NBA's thing is working. I didn't think it would work this good, but it's working. So you have to go ahead and try to find a venue big enough to do this whole thing in one spot, because otherwise traveling, football and baseball are in deep shit, man. Travel. They're going about their regular lives. They're regular as business as usual. Travel around stadiums, hotels, airplanes, however way they travel. I mean, this thing spreads through travel. I mean, so here we go. They're going home to their families. They're going home, and then you got to think about all the people that work in the stadiums. Football's allowing the freaking fans in the stadiums. Baseball and football are going to be the cause of this thing having another big giant breakout. It's only a matter of time. I'm telling you, I've always been that dude saying sports should have been done all of 2020. It should not have come back at all. And if I was commissioner, hey, we all finna lose a hell of a lot of fucking money. Sorry, but if it came down to thinking, and this is why I lean back on what you were talking about earlier, JB, that it's not as serious as everybody think it is, as far as deadly as you think it is. This is why everybody's able to make these decisions and say, let's try to do this, let's try to do that. Because if it was seriously deadly like we think it was, all that shit would have been shut down 2020 sports-wise. All of it.
Earl, check this out. I told Benny, when we got you on, that, this shit is crazy. Right? It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It spreads. It's this. It's that. As soon as they find a vaccination for this, it's over.
Yep.
I mean, it's over.
Yep.
It's over. Right? I mean, it's over. You ain't gonna hear about no more numbers. You're not gonna hear about no more deaths. It's over. And they're gonna have people flood to get this vaccine. Right,
it's gonna be
every CVS is gonna be booked up every 30 minutes
exactly
at the minute clinic, because everybody's gonna be going to get this vaccination for COVID-19, except me. I won't be doing it, my children won't be doing it, and it just won't happen. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, follow the
it sucks that you said it like that. Like, okay, baseball and football will take a hit. The thing I told Benny a long time ago, right? The NFL money train will not be stopped.
You said that. I remember you came on our show and said
it
that.
You were right.
Stopped.
It won't be stopped. And I promise you, they don't give a fuck about the players. No way. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just read something on Twitter about this cat who got on the COVID reserve list. So, the minute, I ain't lying. I'm dead serious. He's a Cowboy player. He's a receiver for the Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
COVID reserve list, right? Okay. So apparently these teams are all going to have COVID reserve lists, right? To where somebody goes out with COVID, your ass is going to get quarantined for 2 weeks without pay, by the way. Correct. And we're going to have this person come in and get tested. As long as they're good, they're going to play. It's going to be a lot of heavy rotation in and out.
But Jay, let me ask you this real quick, though.
Go ahead. Okay.
With the NBA, you see 350 so players being tested daily. This is a daily thing with them. Football is every Tuesday. There's 7 days between the time you get tested to the next time you get tested. A lot of people can pick that thing up in between that time. And you talk about wiping out a whole team with COVID if this thing breaks out.
They don't give a fuck. Right? They don't care. DJ Khaled says that we know who they are now. They don't give a fuck. One whole sentence with an exclamation point behind the reviewers. They don't care.
Okay, it's one thing to be, okay, we're going to come, I'm talking football now. It's one thing to come back. Copy baseball then. Don't put the fucking fans in the stands. All of a sudden,
I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that.
Fans in the stands right? Now.
The one thing that I said, Benny, and when people ask me about football, I said, I believe that if they're going to have people in the stands, that they're only going to allow a fourth of tickets to be sold.
Okay.
So that stadium can have some kind of life. Kind of life in that stadium. And they're going to take all necessary precautions. Everybody work there's going to have on masks and gloves. Like the people who go to the game have to have on masks, right? These are things that have to happen. They're going to be constantly cleaning the stadium. It is what it is. They're going to make it work. I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm going to say it one more time. They're gonna make this their money train is not gonna stop.
Right, you're right. It's been proven. They're doing everything to keep that train going. Business as usual. That's what it feels like.
Wow. I don't care.
But at the same time, you're throwing more opportunity for this thing to keep spreading. You got to bring staff in to run those stadiums, concessions. I mean, you can just keep naming all those families and stuff. What gives you the What makes you think that every last person is following all the guidelines?
They're not.
Somebody's going to get this thing, and some team is going to be affected to a point where it's going to affect playoff seeding one day. It's going to affect division winning. All that. Somebody going to have the wrong person out at the wrong time.
Hey,
it's going to happen.
I got a bizarro COVID 2020 NFL season prediction for you guys. Ready for this?
Oh, shit.
It's gonna get so crazy with cats being deactivated and being on the COVID pup list that Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers are gonna win the title. That's right. I'm not in a time machine. Shit's gonna get so ridiculous. Cap's gonna end up back with the Niners, and they're gonna be healthy and together enough to trip and fall and win. 1998-99 NBA lockout ass type championship.
That must be
with like six and a half games in total this season.
I guess Jimmy G still party too much then, right?
Hey, Jimmy G, you know
he's fucking porn stars.
Porn stars party still jumping off.
He needs a couple shots after that one.
To be honest with you, though, that's kind of how I'm thinking. I had the Cardinals in that spot. I'm like, hey, shit, why not? Who knows? Hey. Who knows?
Yep.
Who knows? Why not? Yeah, that's
Bird.
Damn.
Yep. Bird.
Now look, fellas, speaking of another former 49er, plenty of news happening with the Washington football team. No, we're not going to get into the name change. No, we're not getting into all the hookers and sexual harassment, cocaine off the desk, whatever the hell they
got
were
other
doing.
Stuff?
Yeah, they were doing all this mess. In a piece of good news, Alex Smith has been cleared by his doctor, but he's still on the pup list with Washington. So the question, JB, is that is Alex Smith going to be, is he going to end up being active on the roster, or do you think it gets to a point where he ends up on another team this season to potentially play?
Alex Smith is going to be the backup for them, and they're happy about this, right? They're extremely happy about this. I think that Ronnie B, you know what I'm saying, loves Alex Smith as a player. I think he's this type of guy. Very gritty, tough, went to Utah, you know what I'm saying? Got a bit of a chip on his shoulder. I've always liked Alex Smith as a quarterback, right? Just he's the type of guy that you want to die for. He's that type of dude.
Right.
I think, the thing about it is that, as we spoke about, we talk about Dwayne Haskins, we talk about the kid that came from
Kyle.
Kyle Allen, right? Well, they brought Kyle Allen to be the starter. I'm sorry, I don't care what nobody say. All right, they didn't bring Kyle Allen over there to be a backup.
Right.
So, and again, Ronnie V don't mess with Haskins like that. That's not his guy. Ron Rivera is not a Haskins guy. Right. So, right now, Snyder, who's literally have his head in the ground like an ostrich right now, he don't even want to run football operations right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Alex Smith on PUP list, great. Right. Dwayne Haskins. You're working out with this quarterback, dude. You better come in ready to fight.
I'm correct. Right? Yeah.
You better come in ready to fight. All right. Because one mistake you make, you got drafted, son, because the owner likes you.
Right.
All right. The guy that was there before didn't like you. Gruden. The guy that's there now, he don't like you. I don't think it's a whole he needs to prove himself thing. He is not a Haskins guy.
Right.
Right. And this is a guy league.
Exactly.
I say it all the time. This is a guy league. If Allen coming over there didn't prove that, right?
Right.
They gave up something to get him, right? They gave up some lower draft picks. Said, let me get my guy.
I believe so.
I like this kid. Let me get this kid over here.
Yeah. And fellas, if you weren't aware, Rivera did an interview where he basically admitted that if they didn't already draft Haskins, he would have signed Cam. If they didn't have anybody, he would have signed Cam.
Bingo. Bingo.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Earl, what do you think?
I'm kind of concerned about Alex Smith, though. I mean, how do you go from almost having your leg amputated to going back now? You can play football again?
Have you seen the videos of him throwing?
Yeah, I saw a lot of his videos. He worked, man. He put down the hard
technology.
Work. I know that, man.
See, here's the thing, Earl, is this, right?
Amputated. I'm going in my mind, amputated.
So here's the thing, Earl, is this, right?
Uh-huh.
The whole amputation thing was because of the nerves that happens, when that happens, right?
Okay.
The Osmond didn't get amputated, so why would he get amputated, right? With modern medicine today, think about 1980s, the late 70s and early 80s. An ACL tear was a death sentence in football.
That's true.
Period. In basketball, too. If you tore your ACL, you were done. How many old dudes you know, like, yeah, I tore my ACL back in the day, and it's a wrap. Now, ACL, 5 months.
Right.
And you're back on the field. Not playing for 5 months and you're back on the field. But that means you're
doing it. That's incredible. I mean, I'm just saying. That's amazing.
Modern medicine, right? So Alex Smith will come back and play football, right? Like Benny said, don't be surprised if you're on another team. But I don't think the other team thing's going to happen because I think that Ron Rivera is a Alex Smith guy.
He's too valuable, too. He's really valuable. When you talk about football, you know better than anybody. The main thing that coaches love is a quarterback that takes care of the ball.
Right.
A quarterback that's got a resume. That dude's got a hell of a resume.
Yeah, so, he don't turn the ball over, man.
No, he does not turn that rock over. He knows when to check it down. That dude is smart.
I think there's I think he has that grit to him.
Oh, yeah. He's got that.
He's going to come back, and it's not going to be a problem. There's no psyche going to go on. There's no psychological, block.
He's going to have.
I'm happy for him, man. Like I said, I've always been Alex Smith.
I am too. And he's had a lot of success in this league too. So you don't throw guys like that to the curb. He's going to be
no, sir.
Washington, hopefully they don't mess this thing up, because if he goes to another team, then I don't see him as a backup. He can still come back, maybe not the first year back being a starter, but maybe work his way back and be a starter maybe 2 years from now.
I think the greatest thing that's happened to the Redskins is Ron Rivera.
I agree.
Because he don't give a fuck about Snyder. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And me and Benny talked about this shit when he first got hired. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, what about the whole Snyder? I said, listen, I'm already knowing. The way I know Ron, Ron sat down with that man and was like, I can't run my team the way I want to run my team. I don't want the job.
Exactly.
Yeah. I promise you, he told him that.
You can tell his whole fingerprints on the whole thing.
Snyder was like, all right, I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of running this shit anyway. I ain't been no good at it.
Right. Hey, gentlemen, speaking of poorly run franchises and cats trying to get out of town, well, Earl, your man Jamal Adams finally got his wish. He got up out of there for two first-rounders in the third and another safety to the Squawks. JB, if you could do us the courtesy of the patented sound, please.
Squawk!
And there it is, the old Squawks. He's part of the Legion of Boom part two, part three, whatever the hell you want to call it. Earl, what do you think about Jamal Adams finally getting his wish, and how do you think the Jets fared on messing it up? Another player on the rookie contract. Gotta love it.
Well, that's just typical Jets. You expect that. That's New York, period. Basketball and football, you expect those type of things.
I mean, between the Jets and the Knicks, that's what you get.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the Giants are the only one that could give you something that's kind of
They got a decent product now, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And my Yankees, of course. Yeah.
How do you get – I love the move as a team, but I just don't – I hate the fact that this Seattle team always finds a way to try to one-up us.
They find a freaking way
to always just be relevant. And
as soon as I saw it, I said, he just made – Seattle, with that move, just single-handedly made the West toughest division in football again.
Man, and so now
– No matter what nobody says, exactly. Between us, Seattle, exactly. And San Francisco and L.A., nobody will come to the NFC West.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that one safety can make you Super Bowl –
But I mean, first of all, he don't get hurt.
Exactly.
And he makes hella plays. Now, the last thing you want to do is give Seattle the ball back.
That's my point.
the last thing you want to do.
Gotta love the move ball back,
especially in Seattle.
You're right. You have to love the move from Seattle because in that division, who reigns in that division from a running game standpoint? The freaking 49ers will run down your throat. And that's what that move was for, to stop that freaking run. That dude's going to stop that run. He is a beast.
He's going to be all in the mix.
He's top of the line. How do you get top of the line? Well, I can't ask that because we did get Hopkins. But how do you get top of the line for little or nothing?
You know what the irony of this is, fellas, is that there's a whole back and forth between the Jets GM. Oh, we never talked about a new contract, and Jamal Adams on a new contract the whole time. He went to a team that's notorious for wearing cats out on their rookie deal, and when this contract comes up, he's going to be in another dispute to try to get an extension. It's hilarious. True. He might end up on another team in like 2 years.
But I was about to say, Benny, he don't care, right? He don't care because now he's in a better position. He's in a winning team. He's on a winning team.
Yeah.
Right? A team that's going to be in contention for the playoffs if this whole NFL season plays out. They're going to be in contention for the playoffs because that's just the way they're built, right?
No matter what, they'll be there.
A janky-ass team, Russell Wilson pulls rabbits out of his hat. Hey, they're good, all right? They're good. And he don't care. So, just like Cam Chancellor, they're going to pay him, bro, because they like him. They like him enough to give up two first-round draft picks a third and another safety. Like, you know, they like them that much.
Start controlling that team the way Earl Thomas controlled it. They're going to pay him. And he's going to
start. He's that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy, man.
He really is.
And I start thinking about, you know, having to face that type of guy. It's like, damn, just when they got rid of all
that's all right, though. He can't be everywhere at all time. We got a whole lot of weapons.
Oh, yeah, we got some serious good weapons.
A little man to throw the ball to. All right. So,
The 49ers, Seahawks, I mean, they just find a way to one up us every time. So now I think we have to counter that move, man.
Yeah.
We got to counter that move. Clowney's still out there. Everson Griffin is still out there.
Everson Griffin, Clowney. Man, I like Clowney better.
I like both them guys. Either one of them
guys. I like, first of all, Clowney's young. All right. Clowney's younger. Everson's in his 11th year, damn near. All right. So Clowney's younger. And Clowney can play linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
All right. He's way more athletic and he's way more smart and he's better playing in space.
So that way we can put him in the
three technique, back him up in the middle of the field. He can make plays. Yeah. He can do all kind of stuff in game. Go get Clowney, Cam.
I know you're drinking right now. Something, man.
I know you're drinking right now.
Status quo,
don't,
man.
Look, don't go get him literally. Call somebody and have him come get him.
Off of this. All over.
Hey, especially with this uncertainty of this season, this COVID-19 thing, you don't know, man. You got to be stacked. You got to be stacked, man. You don't know. Go stack up if you can do. And I mean, salary wise, I can't really see it, but you can find a freaking way to do it.
Give him a 1 year deal. 1 year deals don't hurt the cap. 1 year deals don't hurt the cap. Give him a 1 year deal.
Exactly. No,
give Chandler some relief and go get him.
Yeah, you both make good points regarding Jamal Adams. Yeah, they were not going to give up that much. They already know that they're probably going to extend him. And to your point, Earl, when you talk about, you know, Clowney and Jamie, like you said, with the craziness of the season, there really isn't a risk of giving these cats a 1 year deal because they're going to want to re-up anyway, because everybody's going to have to go back to the table with the CBA regardless, because money's going to dip over the overall cap. Money's going to dip. So that's what it is. So look, JB's got to get out of here, but before he does, Bizzleman, any final thoughts for the reviewers before we get up out of here?
Oh man, you know what? Just stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Don't stay dangerous like YG said. Just stay safe right now. We can stay dangerous later on in life. But as we spoke about earlier, Earl talked about it, man. First of all, shout out to my guy Earl, you know what I'm saying? He was a fucking fighter. You know what I'm saying? Can't wait for all this shit is over so we can all hang out again like we used to back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So take care of your brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Just do that. Just do that.
Please.
If you don't want that shit floating around your house, just like you don't want that shit floating around your house, don't nobody else want that shit floating around their house either. All right? Just take care of your fellow man. All right? We are in this together. All right? All of us sane thinking people who don't think like the powers that be. All right? We're all in this together no matter what color you are. All right? They want us all dead, just to be real with you. They don't give a damn who they kill. They don't care who they sacrifice the process. They want us all dead, all right? So they can have their numbers a certain way. Take care of yourself.
And Earl, real quick, where can people find the KSRN and all the shows and everything?
Absolutely. You can go to the website and listen to it live if you want, www.ksrnaz.com. where you can get the mobile apps for Apple and Android, and of course on every other platform we got. And man, to say, I mean, to follow up what JB was saying, people be safe. But from and better than that, how about let's not just follow people? If you're gonna do something, get some fucking education on it. Get some information. Mm-hmm. Know something. Don't just follow them, man. I used to tell my kids this all the time. Don't follow a person to hell. If you're going to go to hell, go on your own.
Right, exactly.
Don't follow them down there.
Do some wild shit yourself.
Exactly. I mean, just don't be a freaking puppet. Try to get some education about some stuff. Read. Do some stuff. Don't. And this is with everything, not just COVID, with the Black Lives Matter, equality, all that stuff. We got to get educated. Start getting up off your butt and picking up a book and finding out some information for yourself.
Yes.
For yourself. Exactly. That is key to this whole thing. Don't follow the freaking masses, because 9 times out of 10, the masses is the wrong thing, man.
Right. They don't know what the hell they're doing or where the hell they're going.
I'm serious, man. Hey, I love you guys, man. I appreciate y'all
love
having
me. Too, brother.
Love what y'all doing. And like I said, you can follow KSRN, www.ksrnaz.com, and you can get this show on there every single day of the week. They are on there pumping my numbers up, doing their thing.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, we appreciate the platform. We appreciate you. And I'll tell you what, fellas, they ain't taking us to hell yet. So cheers to that.
They ain't taking me without a fight. They ain't taking me without a fight.
They will. You're damn right. They ain't taking us without a fight. This has been the JB and Benny Blue Review. Shout out to Earl. Shout out to JB. Shout out to everybody checking us out from Sea to Shining Sea. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. And until next time, we out. Bird Gang. And we out.
Peace. Holla.
Peace.